Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying You Are Accepted. Know Who You Are in Christ, Part 1, based on Your Identity in Christ by Neil T. Anderson. In this session, we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. You are now a saint in God's eyes. Let's read those couple of verses there in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you see yourself as a sinner saved by grace? How many of you see yourself as a saint? How does the Bible refer to believers? Well, who does Paul address in his letter to the Ephesians here? The saints. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 2, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who are in every place, all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Why don't many Christians live this truth? Every child of God is a saint by the grace of God in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, the next two verses there, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. And then also verse 7, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Verse 11, in Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. Verse 12, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. Verse 13, in Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. In just this book of Ephesians, 40 times there are references to believers being in Christ, or Christ in you. The ratio is 10 to 1. 10 times in Christ for one time Christ in you. Believers are saints. What is the problem? Ignorance. That's the problem. Look at verse 18. Listen to the Apostle Paul's prayer. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of His glory, of His riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Satan controls the church through ignorance of truth. We must understand our identity in Christ, the result of redemption in a believer's life. Let me give you four facts of redemption. The old self is replaced by something new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Galatians 6:15, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. So the old self is replaced by something new, and the new creation is the life of Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. And then the believer is one spirit with the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. And the Christian is called to daily put on the new self. Ephesians 4:24. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. We are called to function in the light of our identity by faith. And so how do we identify with Christ? Let me just give you a few references. But in his death, Romans 6, verse 3 and verse 6, Galatians 2:20, Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3. So in his death, in his burial, Romans 6, 4. In his resurrection, Romans 6, verse 5, 8, and 11. In his life, Romans 5, verses 10 and 11. In his power, Ephesians 1, verses 19 and 20. In his inheritance, Ephesians 1, verses 11 and 12. And Romans 5, verses 16 and 17. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Well, wait a minute. Whoa. Stop. How could the apostle write all this stuff and still call himself the chief sinner? Well, you need the context. Read 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verses 12 to 16, which includes that verse, for proper context. Verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Paul is referring to his previous unsaved condition before he came to know Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 and 10. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. The new man is the result of Jesus Christ's life implanted in the believer and manifested as the believer makes moral choices in the power of the Holy Spirit. Consider the difference between repairing a car and buying a new one, or putting new parts on an old car versus buying a new car. It's the same with believers. We're not part new and part old. We're not partly in the light and partly in darkness. We are new creations in Christ. Are we sinless? Well, no. Sin can still make an appeal in our life. But sin's power is broken. Romans chapter 6, verse 7. For he that is dead is free from sin. And if you drop down to verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. We have no more obligation to serve sin. Rather, by grace, we can live as children of light in Christ. How powerful are attitudes? Well, if a Christian does not see himself as different than an unbeliever, he's not going to live as a new creation. If a Christian sees himself as inadequate, he's going to live that out. Repeated defeat gives Satan an opportunity. Guilt, a negative influence. Salvation is questioned. No, see yourself as God sees you, as His child, as a saint, and cooperate with His transforming work. The atonement of Jesus Christ changes sinners into saints at salvation, and it continues daily with the sanctifying work of the Spirit. James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Scripture calls us brothers, children, sons of God, sons of light, and saints, light in the Lord. Nowhere in Scripture are believers referred to as sinners. Not even sinners saved by grace. That's contradiction, because we're justified by faith. Do believers ever sin? Well, yes. We're not sinners saved by grace. We're saints who sometimes sin. Look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world, in the Lord. Walk as children of light. In the old movie, Heaven Can Wait, it illustrates the truth. It's the same old guy moving from body to body versus a new creation taking on the mind of the other fighter. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You see, the problem isn't that we're not saints. The problem is we don't live like saints. You think about that, and you have a great day.